Blog Talk Radio.
Charleston Comedy Podcast. This is Sam Canterbury with my special celebrity co-host of the evening, Marcus Oglesby. Go ahead and say hello, Marcus.
Hello, Sam, and everybody out there. Thank you for having me. It is always a blast to come back, and thanks to Brandon for giving me a shout-out to do it today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, no problem. Love having you around. You're a good dude to hang out with. We're also periscoping live on Marcus's channel. If you want to go ahead and plug that, Marcus, that way
Absolutely.
Anybody live listening, and then we can tell them where to go to listen to the show.
Yeah, look me up. It's on Periscope. If you'll download the Periscope app on your smartphone, you can also do it online. Go to Periscope's website. But I'm at Marcus Ogre, MarcusOgre. And Periscope is a really cool app. If you guys aren't into it yet, it's like everybody's got their own TV channel. The world is getting very small.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I've done a couple of episodes myself. If you guys out there in Periscope land want to listen to the show, we are live on the air at the moment. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Charleston Comedy. We are on our 54th episode. Episode name is Where the Fuck Are We?
We're on the back porch, baby.
We're on the back porch. Having a show on the back porch, the hills of, I guess it's in the valley.
There's a hill right behind us.
Definitely a hill right behind us. This weekend, there are two shows down at the wonderful Holiday Inn Express in South Charleston, West Virginia. They sponsor our show as well, kind of. Yeah, give us the headliners, and we get the interview. So, the guy that is our guest tonight, Roy Haber, he will be down at the Comedy Zone Friday night at 8 p.m., and then on Saturday, two shows, one at 7 and one at 9. Come on out. If anybody wants a free ticket to the show, holler at me. I'm Sam Canterbury on Facebook. Find us on Facebook at Charleston Comedy Podcast. Message us, and I'll give you a free ticket. And you can go out on a Friday night one night this week.
Awesome.
Or this month or next couple months.
Have you seen Roy before?
I have not seen Roy before.
I looked him up on YouTube, man. I suggest you guys look up Roy Haber on YouTube. On there. So, very funny guy. And got some ethnic humor I think you'll enjoy. And so, you guys be sure and come on out and see him.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll definitely, I'm going to try to get down there, I think, on Saturday. If work permits, I won't have to work too late, so I'll get down there.
And I bet when I say ethnic humor, everybody is probably associating that with urban or black humor. That's not
probably.
What I meant.
Nah, he's a Jewish bald dude. Roy was born in Israel, raised in Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't want to don't do his material though. Sorry, Roy.
I'm not doing his material. I'm reading.
Is it on his bio?
Yeah,
oh, that's cool.
It's on his bio.
That is awesome.
I'm totally okay.
Right on.
But, yeah, so it's supposedly he should be calling in here in about a minute or so.
Cool, man. Looking forward to talking to him.
That'd be cool.
So is this the best studio you've worked in, Sam?
This is the most one with nature studio I've ever worked in.
The last thing a comic wants to hear is crickets.
This is going to be sad. I don't know if my cigarette's out in the car.
That's my God. Sad. We got a cigarette emergency.
This is a cigarette emergency. And, All right, again, we have a Comedy Zone this weekend, two shows. Our guest that is getting ready to come on, he's on hold at the moment, Roy Haber. We'll be down there Friday night at 8, and Saturday, two shows, one at 7, one at 9. Let's go ahead and
feature
bring in
Brad Ellis.
The feature is Brad Ellis. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the show, Roy. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Hanging out here on the back porch studio. Yeah. Marcus mentioned earlier, a second ago, that the last thing you probably wanted to hear was some crickets, but that's what's going on outside right now.
Okay.
We're doing this remotely, man. The powers of technology.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't smoke a joint before this call. Otherwise, that would have really got to me a little bit. I might have been.
You may end up regretting that by the end of this call.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can always start, man. It's sitting right here in front of me, so.
Well, go ahead, man. Do what you do, brother. You should be yourself, you know.
Yeah, hey, no, I don't do that, man. There's a time to shirk and a time to work, man. I don't imbibe that much before I go, you know, on stage or, you know, on the radio.
Right.
How long have you guys been doing what you guys do?
But we are live at the moment. But we can always edit for future.
Yeah, we're live on Periscope as well, man.
Yeah, have you used that before?
No, man. A lot of my friends are starting to, and no, I don't. I have not.
Apparently, it's like the fastest growing app in history. Hundreds of thousands of people joining each day, and I've had a really good time on it. You can kind of grow a following worldwide, man. I got people in Japan and Australia and everywhere. It's awesome.
Really? I guess I need to just learn how it works because, you know, I've got, 3,500 Facebook friends, and I can't even get them to really, other than accept a friend request, I can't even get some of them to show up to a show. So I guess I've just kind of lost faith in some of it, some of the social media, you know?
Yeah. Well, this one's kind of cool.
You got
like your own TV.
Hey, just to let you guys know, you're kind of cutting in and out, man, so I hope you're hearing everything from my end.
Yeah, it's cutting out on your end a little bit, too, I think. We might be using a little too much bandwidth. But it usually cuts in through pretty clear.
Low rate.
But so you're coming down this weekend, right? Friday and Saturday, I mentioned that.
That is the plan, yeah.
Awesome. Have you been here before?
Yeah, several times, actually. I like Charleston. I have friends out there as well, so one of them's actually a musician, and actually a couple of them are musicians, so I'm kind of somewhat familiar with the music scene in that area, too. So
right.
I used to be a drummer before I got into comedy, but music's still a real big part of my life, man. You know, I went to kind of went out of the way from where I was working last week to go to a concert on Sunday in Greensboro. Yeah, I mean, I love comedy, but, you know, I still love music a lot, too. I think I listen to more music than I do comedy, and I think all my musician friends listen to more comedy than they do music. It's weird that way. But
nice to do both, man. I feel you. I'm actually in a band, too. I find it easier to book the music than the comedy sometimes. Do you find that's the case?
You know, it's been so long since I've been in the scene, you know, playing. But I could see how that would kind of make sense. Easier to get some of the music gigs. It's a little easier to get a guarantee, though, as a comic, knowing what you're getting paid, you know. Like, hey, you're getting paid this much, whether 10 people show up or 100 people show up. And in a band, it's like, man, you're just working for the door. You hope people show up.
Very good point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the venue. Do like to put it off on the band to not only provide the entertainment but to bring the people to entertain. So, yeah, I totally agree.
You know what, though, the worst thing is, and this goes for comics and bands, I think, is when those establishments won't do any advertising in-house for you. Like, yeah, I don't want to say where I was or what club I was working for because I'd like to go back, but, you know, you show up and you're like, where's the damn poster, man? You know, is there anything that indicates to anybody that there's a show happening here this week? Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, the and it's just excuse after excuse. It's a shitty business, man. the entertainment business. I mean, don't get me wrong. I met a lot of really cool folks, too. But, you know, just do your fucking job, man. You know, it's not a lot. It's the least you can do is to advertise in-house for something that's going to be happening there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I've actually, like, talked to a lot of comics that came through, like, after the shows and stuff, and I've heard that complaint more than times, I can say, about, like, people not really putting up the posters and doing everything that they're, you know, you would think that they're supposed to do, or that would seem almost to be, like, common sense to try to get people out. So it's not just
right.
You.
Right, it's not, you know, Seinfeld's not playing your bar. I mean, he's not going to bring all his fans with him. I mean, you know, it's a bar show. It's a whatever show. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it's not Seinfeld, so don't expect him to bring his audience. I mean, you got to, you know, there's a lot of us out there that are unknown, and, you know, some of us are really good, and, you know, some of us aren't, and do your part, you know, just not a lot
to ask. Well, that's what I'm saying. At the lower end of things, you know, where I'm at, especially the doing the bar shows and smaller clubs, you don't have any draw. So basically, you're just the hired entertainment for the people that they're supposed to supply. But that gets lost in the shuffle.
Getting some bad static here, fellas. I apologize. I'm not sure if that's on your end or mine.
It may be me. I'm trying to lean into the mic here, but I was just saying that some of the smaller bars and smaller clubs where you don't have a draw, you know, you don't have a big name like you're saying, they also expect you to bring people. But basically what you are is just the hired entertainment for the people. It doesn't always work out that way, does it?
No. And again, you were kind of cutting out there, but
I
got
to hear me at all.
I got. Yeah, no, I can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, yeah, no, I you were cutting out there, but I get the gist of what you're saying. I mean, I think we're on the same page with that. Not to beat a dead horse, but yeah.
Cool. Well, where are you headed in Charleston? You want to plug something?
Say again?
I said, where are you headed after Charleston? Do you want to plug anything you got coming up?
Well, I got my website. You can just go check out my website, royscomedy.com. I actually have a... You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, I'm hearing a voice that says muted, unmuted, muted, unmuted. Okay.
Yeah. I think what was going on was a little bit of the bandwidth was being drew back because he was over there periscoping and we're trying to do the Skype as well. So what I did is I just called from another phone. So we're totally okay now. We should be great.
Okay, good deal. you know, as far as places that I'm upcoming, if I could just plug my website, it's royscomedy.com, royscomedy.com, and all the info is there. I actually have a rare weekend off next weekend. So next weekend I'm not, as of right now, unless I get something last minute, I'm not working next weekend. The weekend after that, though, I'm in Greensboro, which I just came from, to go see a concert, so I'm kind of going all the way back over there.
All right. Right before you got one question, though, I didn't get to ask it when we were in the topic. Like, what kind of music do you play?
Well, I'm not really active at the moment. I don't.
Okay.
I haven't played in the band seriously in many years, but I'm still friends with a lot of guys that do. But I play drums, and my pop sat me in the corner when I was a kid with giant headphones, and he played all kinds of shit for me, man. You know, Led Zeppelin, Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Beatles, Stevie Wonder. But I definitely lean towards rock and metal, you know. Like, I believe everybody leans towards something. I like all kinds of music, but I definitely lean towards rock and metal. In fact, a guy I used to be in a band with 4 years ago, his life was changed forever. He got the bass playing gig for Five Finger Death Punch.
That's all. I was just listening to them today at work. Like, I'm a chef, so I go through like modes of music. So like during work, I'm usually listening to something more upbeat, kind of like Creedence or something. And then like, at the closing shift, though, it's like I turn on, like, Five Finger Death Punch, Avenged, like, even, like, Demu, like, some of the Norwegian death metal. It's like,
right.
It's just, it's like, all right, this is, like, speed metal. Like, just fucking get the shit done. Like, get it done.
Are you familiar with a band called Once Human?
No, I am not.
Well, they were on the bill. I saw Fear Factory in Greensboro Sunday night, and they were on the bill, and I mean, they are heavy as shit, man. And it's this tiny little, like, she's got to be, like, I'm a short guy myself. I'm 5'2", so she couldn't be taller than me, and she definitely weighs less than me. But she's this tiny little Australian girl. She's, I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and supporting heavy metal. And then she's like, ah! You know, just start screaming. Like, you're like, how the hell is that voice coming out of that little body? But
that's what was the band name again?
Once Human.
Human, all right. Yeah, that, like, almost like that chick from, what was it, Angela Gosling, that's from, was that Arch Enemy? Like, I would never think that that's a chick, ever.
You know she's a girl. Like, she's kind of cute and just, I don't know, almost like girl next door looking, and just got this, you know, Australian accent when she talks to the crowd, and then she sounds like a fucking demon's about to jump out of her body, like, when she's on stage, man. It's interesting, I'll say that.
All right, I'll definitely have to try to remember that. If you got to tell me one more time, because I definitely did what you said you were thinking about doing before calling the show.
Gotcha. Yeah, so the name of that group was Once Human, but the band the reason I went to the show is there's a band called The Bloodline out of Chicago. Their singer lives in San Diego, and I just kind of corresponded with him over the years because he used to be in a band with the guitar player from Fear Factory. And long story short, he got us free tickets and then treated me like he'd known me for years, man, basically. Just, they were the nicest bunch of guys. They got us in, and they're kind of a little more mainstream metal, you know, kind of in the ballpark of Five Finger Death Punch. But I feel bad not mentioning The Bloodline and mentioning Once Human, because in my opinion, The Bloodline, they stole the show Sunday night. But as far as, like, that's what I like to do, man. When I'm not doing comedy, man, I like to go to shows. I like to support my friends and bands. A lot of my good close friends are guys that I've known since 1990 or before, even. You know, we're like, we're brothers, basically. We went out last night, as a matter of fact. And,
I feel like if you say that, like, you're like the serious, like rock guy. Like, you guys grew up, like, you guys were in the prime age of, like, punk and, like, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rancid. Like, you probably, like, would have had the chance to see them live, like, back
no offense if you're a Rancid fan, but we wouldn't even go near that, man. We were all, like, Sepultura, Slayer, Megadeth, you know, Metallica, Testament.
I grew up on mainly gospel music, so like that, like, coming out of all that, though, and so, like, yeah, I have a huge liking for a lot of different, like, music. So it, like, in the last probably, like, 15 years, I've just crammed as much, like, you know, different genres into my brain as I can. And so there are just certain, like, bands out of each genre that I know that, like, my brain associates that I kind of liked or whatever. So, yeah, I've never been, like, hardcore into hardly any one main music frame, I guess. It's always depending on, like, my mood. Like, it's just all different.
You know what I hate, though, is, like, people that don't listen to heavy metal think that the people that do listen to metal, like, all kinds of, you know, every metal band that's out there. And I'm a metal snob. There's a lot of bands that I just think, you know, like, it just sounds like slop in the studio. And I definitely like a little bit of a message in my vocalist's lyrics. You know what I mean? It seems like you go see a lot of these mainstream bands that you hear a thousand times a day on the local rock station, and the singer is always whining and complaining about some shit that happened during his childhood or some woman that broke their heart. And it's like, shut up, Slim Shady. You're a rock star now. You don't get to complain about how bad your life is anymore. And, you know, the worst part about it is you see him live and the singer wants to give you a summary of the song he's about to sing, you know? You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is a song about the time I took my mom to school prom and I shit myself twerking on the dance floor and all the kids were laughing at me. And it hurt my feelings. It hurt my feelings. Hit the fucking music, you know?
Even one Five Finger Death Punch song, the duo that they released on the radio, the Jekyll and Hyde. Like, even that one, it's like, he's like, I'm just trying to live my motherfucking life. I'm like, what? Like, what are you, like, what are you?
Oh, you know, I've seen the little behind the scenes there, dude, because my buddy, I mean, I was in a band with Chris Cale. That's not his real last name. I can't tell you his real last name. Yeah, I'm sure you could go researching it if you wanted. It's not very metal sounding, which I understand why he changed it, but, I saved the text message when I texted him to congratulate him, and he was like, oh man, thanks, dude. I was going to get in touch with you soon. And I was like, listen, man, does this mean I can't call the band Five Fisted Donkey Punch anymore? He's like, no, man, go ahead, dude. I was like, all right. That's what I called him before you joined. So that's what I'm calling him now, man.
That's hilarious. Shit. My first like full like crazy metal concert was, I went to the Agora Theater in ballroom in Cleveland. Did you ever go there?
No, I've heard of it.
I heard it was like relatively famous, I guess, for metal and shit. But I saw Dimmu, I saw Unearthed, Cataclysm, and some other band. I think it called Devil Driver, and it was a pretty cool experience. So I mean, it was like I went corpse paint and everything. It was kind of funny.
Oh yeah. See, you just named a bunch of bands that I don't really know. Devil Driver, I think I had a single of theirs or something back in the day, but you just named a bunch of bands I don't really know. I mean, like I said, I really I want some substance in my lyrics, man. Some shit that matters in the world, you know. Like I want my singer to give that speech before the song that says, you know, like, this is a song about old Monsanto who had a farm, and on that farm they had genetically modified food with animals pumped full of antibiotics and growth hormones to make my balls drop off. Hit the fucking music, you know, like something real.
I feel you, man. Yeah, it's the same I hear a lot when, because, I mean, we're in West Virginia, obviously, and so a lot of the people that are here are fans of country. And so I see the same, like complaints on all genres of music, basically. Like, I don't think it's just one. Like, it's all become, like, this whole corporate, like, progressive shit, and it's,
well,
I don't know.
Look, dude, heartache sells, man, and that's what the industry wants. You want you talking about relationships, and you know, and about the person that pisses you off. You know, my mommy and daddy didn't love me, and like, you know, there's more to life than that. But that's not what sells. So that's why you don't hear a lot about that on the radio. You know, on the mainstream radio, anyway.
Right, right. All right, man, dude, I appreciate you calling in. Sorry about the technical shit earlier. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Yeah.
No problem, man.
We got you this weekend at the Comedy Zone, 8 o'clock on Friday, 7 o'clock on Saturday, and 9 o'clock on Saturday as well, two shows. And I'll probably see you down there at least for one of them on Saturday.
Yeah, please come say hey, man.
All right, man, I definitely will.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Man,
have great shows, bro.
Take care. Hey, send me a link to this when you get a chance.
Yeah, definitely will, man.
Okay, take care, man.
All right, bro.
See you guys.
Later.
All right, that was pretty cool. Seemed like we were having a little bit of bandwidth issues, I guess, but now we'll just use...
you guys got into the metal conversation. I was lost. I was like, you know, I had nothing to offer, whole conversation.
It happens, like, all the time, like, even when, like, it's Brandon and I. Like, they're just, like, sometimes we have comedians that talk about sports. I do not do sports. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I really don't. So... there's me just standing over there like...
That's what I was like. I wish I was getting paid to sit here and drink coffee, but that'd be cool. I'm just sitting here drinking coffee while they discussed metal. And you knew a lot about metal, man, obviously. I mean, like you said, you grew up in the church. Where'd you pick up all the metal?
Just friends, man. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I've never... Like, my friend group is, like, very vast. I mean...
Right.
So I have a bunch of metal friends. I have a bunch of friends who are into, like, J-pop and, like, anime and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's you.
I don't know who they are.
J-pop.
Who is that?
Japanese pop music.
I
like K-pop,
no,
like Korean pop.
Oh, really?
So, like, K-pop, like, that one dude.
Is it racist to say that? That almost sounds racist, doesn't it?
Sounds racist.
It probably
it's
is to somebody.
It's a legit genre.
Okay. Oh, good. Then we're in the clear.
Yeah, we're in the clear. So, yeah, I just have a lot of different, you know, a lot of different friends, like, different music.
Right on, man. Right on.
Most of the metalheads are in the kitchen, though. That's where.
Oh, that's right. And that's for those that don't know. Sam is a master chef. Right?
No, I'm not a master, dude.
Not quite.
Me, bro.
Well, he can burn, I'll tell you that. He tosses a mean salad. He can toss a salad. He tossed me and BT a salad the other day.
Marcus knows that firsthand. He definitely knows that one firsthand. Dude, I like the light. Like, it looks good on my beard.
Yeah?
Give me hearts for the cool beard.
We're on Periscope for those that may have just joined us.
Multiple hearts. Hearts if you think I'm cute.
Oh, give Sam some hearts. Pump Sam some hearts, man. Don't hurt his self-esteem like that. I got to work with this guy.
I
got
to get validated up in this motherfucker.
I got to work with this guy, man. I don't need him coming in depressed.
Shit, man. We got 4 minutes to fill in some time, bro.
Awesome, man. You got anything coming up?
Does anybody out there want to call? Like, you should call into the show.
Oh, we'll give out the number.
Yeah, they can call into the show.
He can give out the number.
The phone number to call in is 347.
347.
308.
308.
8648.
8648. We should have gave that out at the top of the show.
Well, the number
give it again.
Is 347.
347.
308.
308.
8648.
8648.
We got like 3.5
minutes.
Yeah,
3 minutes.
Somebody can call in.
You can call in and
we'll
talk about
like,
how
like
sexy Sam's beard is.
Yeah, call in.
Look, now everybody got quiet. Now there ain't no hearts. Everybody got stage fright. I'm not calling.
Yeah.
They might make fun of
y'all
me.
Y'all a bunch of wimps.
They might make fun of my
song.
Is
Eric listening? Is that Eric Crewson?
No, I don't think Eric's in here.
No, he's probably I'll try he's at the Black
he's
Sheep.
At the Black show. Sheep. The Black Sheep had a show tonight. They have comedy every other Wednesday. Go check it out. It's free to get in. It's right beside Marshall University's campus. So that's a good show to go to. Mojo's is every Thursday or every other Thursday?
Every other Thursday now.
Every other Thursday they have comedy at Mojo's in South Charleston.
Contact the page to get on the show.
Contact the page to get on the show.
It's still labeled as an open mic, but it's not technically an open mic anymore. So.
Right on. You got anything else coming up?
I have a show in Chillicothe, Ohio on the 6th
with
of
Lori?
October. Yeah, with Lori.
Graves.
Lori Graves, Andy Frampton, and our new guy, Bruce.
Awesome.
He's
man.
A cool guy that we met in Cincinnati. I think you are friends with him, too.
Bruce Stone? No, Bruce. Who's Bruce? I don't remember. I've got a show, a corporate gig coming up. I guess basically my first technical corporate gig on September 14th. And then a guy I met, Adam Garner, I met through a Lori's show when I did her birthday show.
Yeah.
He booked me to do a show with Leslie Battle.
Serious Scott just joined. Hello,
oh,
buddy.
Awesome. Hey, Serious Scott. But he booked me to do a show with me and him and Leslie up north of Chillicothe, October 2nd, I think it is. So
that's cool.
We're getting hearts.
Yeah,
I'll
have to try to go to that show with you if I can go meet Leslie so she can get her beard picture with me.
Absolutely. Leslie likes
the
beard pictures. I don't know if she's on Periscope or not. I don't know if she's heard about Periscope.
I don't know. What's going on? Hi, Serious Scott says. Hello, and someone else just joined. Joshua.
Where are you guys from? Tell them where you're from. We're on Periscope, and we're also on Blog Talk, and we're also
Blog
on the
Talk
air.
Radio.
For how many,
we
more
have
seconds?
1 minute and 16 seconds left.
1 minute
and
16 seconds. Nobody's called
Blog Talk
you.
Radio New Orleans in the house. Thank you for tuning in. You can find the radio show at blogtalkradio.com. / Charleston Comedy. We're located in Charleston, West Virginia. We're based out of Charleston. We're at Marcus's house right now.
Yeah, we're on the back porch. Speaking of back porch, let me plug Friday night on the 12th, or it's the 11th, I'm going to be playing a show called Porch Unplugged with my band Saturday night with the Dish Cafe in Daniels, West Virginia. And Sunday I'll be at Ritter Park in Huntington, West Virginia.
Yeah, Ritter Park.
Those are all music gigs.
I like all the hearts, all the blue hearts. Who is this?
Speak of forever.
Who's got the blue hearts?
Know,
or the aqua blue hearts?
Aqua blue. Aquaman. I know the end of this podcast has kind of turned into Marcus's Periscope, but we kind of went back and forth, and this is cool. And you know what else?
So join the Periscope and follow me, and you'll get to watch it live.
And tell them one more time. At Marcus Ogre, MarcusOgre. Download the Periscope app or find it online at periscope.com, I think it is.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Sam Canterbury, and joined by Marcus, and we are out of here for this evening. Again, Comedy Zone this weekend, Friday at 8, Saturday, 2 shows, 1 at 7, 1 at 9.
Support live comedy.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys for doing this. Thank you.